Earlier this year, Phoenix celebrated the opening of its first Brownfields to Healthfields project. Brownfields are often abandoned or closed properties that are overlooked for development because of contamination concerns. They can include former gas stations, landfills, and manufacturing facilities. The city says it's tried to develop an inventory of brownfield sites in targeted areas, but most sites are privately owned and the response has been minimal. The response has been more enthusiastic about a 2-acre plot in the South Mountain area. After sitting vacant for years, it's now home to the Pueblo Viejo Fields and Food Hub. Roseanne Albright manages Phoenix's environmental programs and describes the city's first health fields project right next door to a charter school.
So this is the before photo.
It's not pretty. Cracked wooden pallets, heavy tree limbs, and a bunch of other stuff you wouldn't want to touch.
You know, when a piece of land has been vacant for a number of years, you may have people that, you know, just from the neighborhood or outside the neighborhood may come in and see a piece of vacant land and just dump trash, dump tires, dump the used oil. Sometimes we find a lot of paint, you know, where people just decide, well, I don't need this anymore, so I'm just going to dump it someplace.
Where some saw a dump, Paris Masick saw potential. Roseanne Albright met Masick through the Maricopa County Food System Coalition.
I had talked about this new initiative that the city was undertaking and that we were available to assist if anybody was looking for either land or had land and they weren't sure about the environmental conditions, especially when they were going to be growing in ground. So through that coalition, I met Paris Masick, who is the president and CEO of Green on Purpose. And he, at the time, was looking for a piece of land to start up this farm and food hub. And he said, hey, can you help me out?
She said yes. And Phoenix used grant money from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to investigate conditions.
So we didn't find anything too onerous. We primarily found lead and arsenic in the soil. So they were at levels high enough that our recommendation was if you're going to grow in ground, then you should remove that soil. In those areas where you can, we'd recommend placing raised garden beds and then covering up the soil so that people don't have access to that arsenic and lead contaminated soil. Espiritu Schools. Project America, they're called. They were the owners of the school and of the property. So they actually went into partnership with Paris Masick and Green on Purpose to do this project together.
Today, the old tires and paint cans are gone, replaced by beds full of herbs and greens.
You go there and they have a space that they have a farm stand near the road on Cody. So you can come there, park, get your fresh produce. We also planted about 40 fruit and nut trees in the area as well through a partnership that we had with ASU. One of the other things that this facility does is that it's a food hub. So there are over 19 farmers that have contracted with Green on Purpose. And so what we have often with small farmers is they don't always have a way to get their product to market. So he has figured out how to access them by assisting with harvesting, going, if they've got it harvested, going to pick it up and bringing it back into the facility and then distributing it back out.
So what's the best part?
The best part, you know, there's so many good pieces to it. What I think is really exciting is that he's bringing healthy food into a community that doesn't have easy access. So all the neighbors in that surrounding area now can just walk, you know, within a quarter mile, half a mile of their homes to get fresh local produce. That's really exciting. We did a historical research when we conducted our initial environmental assessment and found that, coincidentally, it used to be agricultural fields years ago. This was actually one of the areas where the Hohokam had canals and has some historical significance as well.
In the future, Albright expects more projects in areas they consider food deserts,
which primarily are downtown and south and downtown and west, where we've been looking at sites that are not highly contaminated because our first concern is making sure that it's safe, safe to grow food and safe for people to be there on a regular basis, including children. So that's one of the reasons we look at sites that are lightly contaminated, that maybe were vacant land, that maybe have a little bit of illegal dumping. We are not going to do sites that used to be a chemical storage facility that's gone bankrupt and now they've got all these things left behind. That's not the kind of site that we want for our Health Fields project.
And that's Roseanne Albright with Phoenix's Office of Environmental Programs.